American troops are still patrolling Manbij, a Syrian town near the border with Turkey that U.S.-backed Kurdish forces captured from the Islamic State in 2016.
And now it's time for our troops to come back home.
2 weeks ago, President Donald Trump said he will immediately withdraw 2,000 soldiers from Syria. On Twitter, Trump again defended the withdrawal, but instead of immediately, he said that U.S. troops are being sent home slowly, while at the same time fighting ISIS remnants. A similar message was relayed by Lindsey Graham, a key U.S. senator from the president's party, who had publicly opposed the withdrawal.
We're in a pause situation. We're reevaluating what's the best way to achieve the president's objective of having people pay more and do more.
Trump himself often brings up the idea of sharing the financial burden of war.
If they want us to do the fighting, they also have to pay a price. And sometimes that's also a monetary price. So we're not the suckers of the world.
Over the weekend, Turkish and Russian foreign ministers met to coordinate their forces in Syria after Trump's decision to withdraw. Turkish-backed rebels and the Russian-backed Syrian military are already moving into Manbij, setting up potential clashes with Kurdish YPG forces there. A complete withdrawal may mean Washington will not play a role in post-conflict Syria, warned Republican Senator Marco Rubio.
It will be decided by the Turks, the Russians, the Iranians, and Assad, none of whom have our best interests in mind.
Rubio added that withdrawal could destabilize the region and trigger a war between the militant group Hezbollah and Israel, a key U.S. ally. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he will be meeting Israeli leaders and talking to other key partners to coordinate a safe withdrawal of U.S. troops and effective handover of security. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.